Hi. In this episode, we'll be talking more, or rather expanding more, on the concept of trust we built in the previous episode, using the definitions and then, you know, looking more into especially how to earn trust and probably how to help people earn your own trust. If you haven't listened to the very first episode, you might want to listen to that. It's the previous one. It's titled Defining Trust. We might be using a couple of terminologies and, you know, concepts and understandings from the first episode. And so listening to it will help you better follow this particular episode. But you can still listen to this one as a standalone.
Disclaimer. Everything that you're about to hear are the thoughts of one guy, Daniel Briggs Adisa, the host of the Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. He is simply just a young man gifted by God with a brain and who likes to think for himself. So what you're about to hear are the opinions of Daniel and sometimes some other people. Sometimes these things are well read, sometimes these things are just pure opinion. Whichever one comes your way, enjoy it. But know that this is not a professional platform. Daniel is not a professional. So take everything he says with a grain of salt, right? And we'll all be fine. Thank you.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good whatever time of the day you're listening to this. Welcome to another episode of Volatile Times with Daniel podcast. How are you doing? How are you doing? I mean, seriously, have you been good? You know, have you been trying your best to sleep well, rest up? You know, it's a sin to not rest though, you know that, right? Have you been eating well? Have you been going out? A little bit of vitamin D on your skin, you know. How have you been doing in general? Me? Well, let's just say that is an entire podcast worth of story. But a little bit of housekeeping. I would like to apologize because I know this episode is probably dropping late. It's probably dropping maybe 2-3 days after it was meant to have been released, and I'm very, very sorry for that. There is a good reason for that, but I would not like to elongate this episode, or rather waste your time at the beginning of the very episode just to tell you why that happened. So I will be explaining that and doing a little bit of an announcement at the very end of this episode. So stay tuned until then. There will be timestamps in the description or show notes below. Yes, I mean it this very time. There will be timestamps of the various segments. So just so you know. And with all that said, welcome once again. If you are new to the podcast, a highly big welcome to you. Thank you for clicking on my face. Thank you for wanting to listen to my voice. And now let's get into the debauchery. Okay, so last episode, you and I, we started this journey on trying to understand trust, just to get a basic understanding of what the concept is about and how we kind of relate to it in a sense. And so we established some things like the characteristic of trust, you know, which are authenticity, that I ended up defining as genuineness, or I said it's better defined as genuineness. Now, obviously, these things, like I said, trust, generosity, authenticity, all these things in the end are based on context. So sometimes you might find different definitions for these things around everything, but I think for authenticity, one definition that kind of cuts across a lot of fields, a lot of grounds, a lot of discussions is genuineness. Now, the third characteristic of trust that we talked about is empathy. And we saw that in how we move towards trusting people, right? The things that guide our perception. Now, these things that I mentioned in the last episode are not so cut and dry. Like I said, everything context. But in this episode, we're going to be talking about how to earn trust. And I got some of these points, or rather majority of these points, from the John Maxwell Leadership Podcast. It was just playing clips from when he did a seminar on leadership and everything. And John Maxwell is somebody that knows what he's talking about. So I tried to refashion the point to kind of fit more on an individual kind of basis, and instead of trying to get the attention or trust of a group of people. So here are the tips or points or bulletins or whatever on how to gain. Now, you need to recognize that if you can't trust yourself, how can anybody else trust you, right? So in order to be able to establish trust both with yourself and with someone else is consistent behavior. People must experience you as believable, credible, and trustworthy, and the one way they can do that is if you are predictable. Now, not predictable in the sense that you are boring as hell or that, you know, you just have no depth to you, but that people can associate you as the person whose words don't differ from their actions. When what we say differs a lot from what we do, we end up creating levels of inconsistency. So people will pull back if you are not consistent in your very own behavior. They will have the tendency to be wary of you because they are just not sure of how you respond, of how you act, right? And I always say something that if you know somebody's values and the person lives by those values and principles that they espouse, you will know what kind of person they are. You will know how they act. You know how they receive things. And this is kind of something I established with my students. You know, many of my students, it's not like I say, oh, they know everything about me in a sense, but it's more like they know how I am in general. And from that, they can predict what I will allow or what I will not allow. They can predict where my pain points and where my pleasure points are. Yeah, that kind of thing, you know. And one way that you can establish this, or rather, even if you've established a level of consistency to yourself, you still have to be able to communicate that to other people. So that's where the next part comes in. John Maxwell tells us to establish accurate and open communication. He says that if you create an atmosphere of communication, that it will become a tradition. And one thing this does is that it allows people to be able to establish your own credibility to other people because they know who you are, they are in communication with you. So how do you create grounds for open communication? Well, communicate your feelings. Tell people exactly what you're feeling. Maybe not bluntly in a sense, but, you know, communicate your passions, communicate your hurts, your joys, communicate your boundaries, you know, communicate. Tell people exactly what is going on with you, right? Let people know when you're struggling. Let people know when you're joyful. Let people know when you're capable of something or when you're experiencing some level of insecurity. Communicate your feelings. Admit there are things you just do not understand. I mean, nobody wants to seem incompetent or useless in a sense, but we have to admit, majority of us are not that good at so many things. I mean, there are some of you that honestly, Hermes has nothing on you guys. You guys are the true masters of all and jacks of all trade. But for majority of us, we are good at a couple of things. And even those couple of things, we are not equally good at everything. So sometimes we do struggle with some things. And this is where this comes in, admitting that, yo, there are some things I can't do. You know, when you admit to somebody that you don't know something or that you are not able to do something, while it does make you seem inadequate in a sense, it also gives that person a level of assurance because now they don't have to depend on you and then end up getting a shitty, you know, result because they depended on you when you literally could have told them you can't do something. Share both good news and bad news. Like I said, let people know when you are struggling. Let people know when you need help. Let people know when, you know, things are just kind of worrying you. You don't even necessarily have to go into detail most of the times. And this is majorly for the guys. You don't have to go into detail all the time, like explain your entire life history. But let them know, yo, you know, things aren't really that great right now. So, you know, just a little bit of leeway. Be a good listener. And one way to do this is just don't interrupt people when they are talking. I mean, there are situations where I kind of interrupt people and we kind of take it to be just normal. And sometimes there are situations where interrupting people can be a required thing. Maybe an interview and then the person is just going on a tangent that has nothing to do with the discussion. But in general, don't interrupt people. Make sure you understand what they are saying before you respond. Many times we are in this constancy of trying to respond first, trying to be first at everything. So even in a normal conversation, we kind of have this competitive spirit where we want to get ours in before the person can get theirs out. You know, and it doesn't really help to or lend much to understanding other people. The next point is be competent in what you do. And one way I think this can really stand out is to provide accurate information about yourself about your emotions, your desires, your capability, you know, things you are willing to do and things you are not willing to do, right? You need to make sound choices. Obviously, nobody wants to really depend on you, because one of the definitions that we established last week, trust is confidence in, right? Confidence in something, in someone. And honestly, nobody will be confident in you if you continue to make shitty choices. Now, shitty choices is obviously contextual, but let's say you are a caterer, you bake cakes, you bake pies, you cook food and everything, and you don't provide accurate information about how long it will take you to deliver something or how long it will take you to make something, or you constantly just make shitty choices in what ingredients or spices to use, and it ends up messing up with the taste of the food sometimes, right? Nobody's going to trust you, because they'll be like, only God knows what that person is going to do now. You need to also be of good character and be reliable. Now, one thing that John Maxwell kind of shared, which was surprising to me in a sense, was empower people. And the way he put it is like this. Basically, trust people. That's how to empower people. In a situation where you are trying to earn somebody's trust, you can empower them to, you know, enlarging their heart or expanding their mind to accommodate you by simply trusting them first. I mentioned in the last episode that we need to create kind of like doubt for trust, right? And this is where that comes in. In order to gain somebody's trust, you need to trust them. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean a total blind trust, but it just means extending to them the level of allowance that you're expecting from them. Give compliments, give honest answers. You don't need to lie. I mostly tell people that I don't tell lies unless it is extremely profitable for me to tell the lie, which in most situations is not, because it will just end up creating headache down the line. So I'll just tell you the truth up front, whether you like it or not, whether it will cause problems or not most times. And then we'll, you know, struggle through it and we'll cross that bridge. Amen, amen. He followed up this with something when he said trust people. He said, hold people accountable to that trust, because to hold the person to account is to trust that they can be held to account. Now, I might have inserted myself a little bit in this point, but yeah, I believe that if you hold somebody to account, it means first off that you are expecting something of them and that you expect that they'll be able to meet that expectation, which to me is a form of trust. So when you lay down boundaries, when you tell people your expectations, how you're feeling, you know, when you teach people how you want to be treated, or just tell them how you want to be treated or loved, hold them to the account of the standards that you've laid down for yourself, right? And trust that they can meet up to that standard. Many times when we lay a boundary or create a standard or requirement, we start off on the scenic route, right? We doubt that people can meet up to those standards. But rather, why don't we start by giving people a 10 over 10? And then when they have done something that warrants a deduction of marks, we deduct one mark for each time, and allow them to also earn back those marks. So yeah, trust people. And this isn't just about, you know, just, okay, be like, I'll trust you first. It's like, respect them, give allowance, you understand? Communicate your standards, your expectations and things to them, and trust that they can meet up to that. Now, here's another thing. To be able to give this kind of trust, to be able to empower people, you need to release a certain measure of control. Because when you give away some control, it doesn't take away from you. It actually adds a little bit more control to you. So it multiplies the trust you have in people, right? Now, giving up control can be daunting sometimes, because we would actually like to only involve ourselves in things that we can fully mitigate the risk that we, in fact, things that don't have any risk. Obviously, that's how most of us are naturally propensed to. And obviously, trusting people carries a lot of risks, because you are choosing to be vulnerable with these people. But that's the thing. You need to choose that vulnerability. You need to absorb that risk if you are going to ever gain somebody's trust, or just trust anybody or have any form of trust in your life. We would love to have things go our way, so we only invest in relationships we think or know that we can control. But it's investing in relationships we can't control and still absorbing that risk, even though it may not work out, that gives us courage. Because in life, you always constantly have to establish and re-establish trust. So it's better to trust and be disappointed than never to have trust at all. Okay, before we continue, let's do a little bit of a quick survey. Question 1, and subscribe to this podcast. Check. Okay. Question 2, I have rated this podcast on Apple Podcast app or on Spotify. No. Gosh. That's not a good look. Question 3, I have shared this episode with a friend already because there's just so many gems that are dropping on this episode. No? Oh no. Quick. Do it. You know, that's not the biggest way to support this podcast. I mean, just share and rate, right? I mean, you can do that for me, right? Love you. Bye-bye. Okay, no, bye-bye. Let's continue. In life, you always constantly have to establish and re-establish trust, right? So it's better to trust and be disappointed than never to have trust at all. We would all love to have things go our way, so we only invest in relationships we think or know that we can control. But honestly, it's investing in relationships that we can't control and still absorbing the risks of doing that gives us courage to trust. You know, it's not the other way around. So that leads me to the next point that John Maxwell shared, which is courage to risk in a relationship, which only you can decide whether to risk trust or whether it's not worth it, right? I mean, in the end, you still have to make that choice, whether it's worth it to trust somebody or whether it is not worth it. So to have people trust you, you have to take the initiative to trust them first, right? One of you has to. And one thing I've realized over time with why people are unwilling to trust sometimes is not necessarily because the person that we're unwilling to trust is untrustworthy, but that we do not trust ourselves. So sometimes the mistrust we have towards people is actually mistrust directed towards us. So we are just projecting. Take for example, let's say somebody broke your heart, right? Let's say you're a guy, a girl broke your heart, or a bunch of girls have broken your heart, and you haven't healed properly, or you just don't want to experience that pain anymore. So now you have a general mistrust towards girls. Now here's the funny thing. You most likely don't have mistrust towards girls or women in general, like in every situation. Like every time you see a woman, you just automatically think she's going to do you wrong. No. But you have mistrust towards any girl or woman or whatever that shows some level of romantic or even just sexual interest in you. So you mistrust them in that situation, but actually what's currently going on is that you mistrust your ability to make decent choices, to make correct choices on whether somebody is a walking red flag or whether there's a little bit of a green light there, right? So you need to release a measure of control. You need to trust people that they are not out to get you, and you need to have the courage to risk in a relationship, because every relationship is built upon, you know, risk management basically. So now on to the next point. Focus on others as well as yourself. Now for this one, it's kind of like self-love, but also love yourself enough to love others, kind of. I don't know the best way to put it. It's basically just like saying, when you are loving somebody else, when you are trusting somebody else, when you are creating a relationship with somebody else, do not forget yourself in the equation, right? Love each other, agree with each other. Don't be obsessed with getting your own way. Don't push your way. Don't be entitled. But at the same time, recognize these things can happen from that person to you. So create boundaries, right? Enable yourself to be their friend. Enable yourself to be somebody they can trust. And that means what we've been talking about since. Open communication, trusting them, establishing standards and holding them accountable to those very standards, right? You are not going to be acting entitled. You are going to be giving them some level of energy or vibe. Hold them accountable to that vibe, right? Demand that they do the same. Maybe not demand. Demand is kind of like a strong word. But like when you expect them to do the same. Don't just silently expect it. Communicate their expectation and hold them up to their agreement to it. Forgive yourself, because if you're able to forgive yourself, then you can forgive them too when they do something wrong. Lend a helping hand. Don't just help when they help you. I mean, many of us, we do this thing, and we see this very much with that song, Adulthood Not Scam. Like, it's that song just reeks of do it for me first before I do it for you. Many of us want to lend a helping hand only if that person has ever helped us, but actually, don't just wait to take or receive. Give when you want to give. And then the last point John Maxwell shares with us is demonstrate integrity. Demonstrate what, kids? Demonstrate integrity. Character is more than talk. What you do speaks more of your character than what you say. John Maxwell says talent is a gift and character is a choice. And the reason why he says character is a choice is because we choose our attitude, we choose our character, we choose how we think, we choose how we react, we choose what we engage ourselves in, right? And so character is a choice. Character is determined, or rather portrayed, more by what we do rather than what we say, because you can doubt what somebody says, but you can trust exactly what they do. Character brings lasting success with people, because sometimes something superficial will bring you into people's lives, but it is your character that will keep you there. John Maxwell says something interesting about character. He says you cannot rise above the limits of your character, because character is to be big on the inside rather than on the outside. You know, it's kind of like when Christians say, he that is in me is greater than he who is in the world. We are declaring that there is someone who dwells in us, who indwells us, that is greater than the world we live in, that is greater than us and greater than he, the he meaning the devil and just every other thing, temptation, whatchamacallit. We are saying that he indwells us, God, his Holy Spirit, is greater than everything that is without. So within is greater than without, and that is the same thing for character. Character is to be big on the inside rather than on the outside. Many people, men, you know, we are threatened, many things threaten a lot of people's masculinities nowadays, and even femininity, many things threaten a lot of people's identity. And in truth, most of those things are likely not big enough to be threats. But because we are not trusting, we are not so sure, we are not so rooted in our character, we are not as big on the inside as we are on the outside. So when you establish your character more to yourself, within yourself, you become big enough on the inside to withstand the outside. And this is actually very important, because if you can't trust one thing that somebody says, that can lead to mistrust of every single thing they say, and it's vice versa. If somebody cannot trust you about something you say, maybe you're witnessing in somewhere or your account or something, if they can't trust that, that can lead to them doubting you, which can lead to them doubting every single thing you say. So that is why character is such a big deal, because you can demonstrate your integrity by simply acting out your character. You know, even the Bible teaches this, that sometimes, or rather in your entire life, you shouldn't have to wait to say you are a Christian, or you shouldn't have to wait to say what you believe before people can identify you by what you believe. Why? Because you can act out your faith. You can act out your belief. And I just see the exact same thing here. Demonstrate integrity. Display good character. Don't just wait to take or receive. Also give. Not just when it's about reciprocating, but also just about being the person that they can trust, showing them the way, you understand, giving them the courage to take a risk in the relationship. Why? Because you have taken risk in the relationship first. You have shown that act of courage first, which empowers people to trust you. Why? Because you've trusted them. And so they trust your competency, because you are honest, you are making sound choices, you are being of good character, you are reliable, you listen well, you communicate exactly what you're going through. They can trust you, they can openly come to you with their struggles, because you do the same thing with them. And so this displays consistency. Why? Because consistency is an act of love, people. Consistency is an act of love. And I know somebody is about to look at me one camera cam, because this year I have not really been that consistent. And I'm not gonna lie, it's because this year a lot of things have just been happening back to back, and most of these things very unexpected, and they induce a level of shock that takes me a while to, you know, recover from, right? So yeah. But anyway, that's most of the points about earning trust. So by trusting them first, showing them exactly who you are, showing them exactly what they can deal with. Remember in the very first episode, we talked about authenticity, that one of the things that threaten trust is a lack of authenticity. And going by the definition of authenticity being genuineness, you can be your very original self just by being genuinely who you are. And people will see that consistency in your behavior. So even while they might not like everything about you, even while they might not agree with everything you say, they can trust you. It's kind of like the concept of the trustworthy adversary. You don't trust this adversary because he's out to do you good or anything, but you trust this adversary because you know what he can do. You know what he's after, right? And I think that very much ties up every single thing that I want to talk about in this episode. So now, beyond this point will be the gist of what happened that made this episode get uploaded late, and also just generally what will be going on with this podcast for the meantime. So if you're interested in that, just stay tuned and we'll get into the next. Okay, so like I said before, I am really sorry about the late upload of this particular episode. I tried to get it out at least 2 days after, within 2 to 3 days after the original time was meant to be uploaded. And the reason why I couldn't upload on time was because my phone screen is currently broken. And now some of you might be wondering, how does that affect? But those of you that live in Nigeria, you know that's a big deal. Because my phone is the only way I can connect my system to the internet. And so with that broken, I couldn't do a bunch of things. I couldn't operate my phone at all. I cannot even see most of the screen because it's just lines, ink, and whatnot. And so, you know, I struggled to kind of find a new phone to be able to upload this, and I couldn't do that on time. In fact, it's affecting a lot of things currently. I currently have kind of like this class project thing that I'm currently doing, you know, for product design and learning product design, because I'm trying to see if I can switch careers a little bit. And so it's just, and I'm not gonna lie, the moment that happened, I was just so down. I even have a rant episode about it, because I was just like, no, not now. This is the worst time for this to happen. I haven't been able to contribute to the project so far, and I might get thrown off the course because I haven't been online for the past 2 or 3 days now. And it's been bearing on my mind, but I should have tried to, you know, get this episode out there. I probably by now have found a small phone, and which would be a frustrating phone, but a small phone to at least help me up. So hopefully that means I will be able to keep on uploading episodes. Now, if I'm unable to, just know that this is the reason why. Now, this is where I'm on shaky ground. I want to ask you for help, but at the same time, I feel like I don't deserve to be able to ask. I don't deserve to ask for that. But I'd like to ask you for help. If you'd like to help me get my phone fixed faster, and probably also my laptop screen, because my actual laptop screen has been broken for a while. I just haven't been able to fix it. But the phone screen is the most important thing. If you'd like to help me out, I will leave my account details in the description below. Or maybe you want a much more, I don't know, official format. So I will leave the link to the tip line so you can donate or send me money there. And this is just if you can. If you don't want to, that's fine. I'll just try to get the phone screen repaired and other things, you know, repaired. But if you'd like to help me and speed up the process, which will make sure that I'm able to upload more episodes and in particular complete the series, again, I'll be leaving my details in the description below, or I'll leave my Shukran link. You can send me money through any of the two. I appreciate if you do. Thank you so very much. Even if you don't and you share this episode, I still appreciate it a lot. I hope to see you guys, or being you guys' ears, in the next 2 weeks. Hopefully by then I'll have been able to fix a bunch of things and I won't be kicked off the project course too. Yeah. Anyway, thank you so very much for listening up to this point. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram is at Volatile with Daniel. Twitter is at Daniel Briggs. And hopefully, again, if I fix my phone screen on time, see you guys in the next 2 weeks. Bye.